outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now, strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Wednesday, June 1st, baby.
You're excited. Excited for Wednesday. It's hump day. You know
that's
what
that
means?
It is. It is. It means you hump a lot.
Sure.
On Wednesday.
In your world, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hump someone's leg.
Oh, my God. That is so disturbing.
Yeah.
And hot at the same time. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, everyone.
It's hot, huh?
No, I'm
good
kidding.
Morning to you, Stephanie. How's it going?
Can't complain.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah.
And have you been following the trial of Casey Anthony?
You know what? I was just reading that. We're a little bit more prepared today as we haven't been in the past.
I know you were listening to the whole 911 call.
I really was. I'm a little fascinated with this. Have you been reading it at all?
No, not at all. But I'm gonna get into it because it sounds interesting.
It actually really is. Yeah. You know, I don't like to read a lot of this stuff or watch a lot of this stuff because, you know, it's hard to watch.
It depresses you, yeah.
It does. And now we're going to bring everybody down for a second, but we'll bring you back up again, I promise. So I guess the deal is this, and, you know, if I'm missing any information, people can call in and tell us. But so Casey Anthony is the daughter to Cindy Anthony and George Anthony. And when it started, her daughter had been missing, her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, and there's so many questions and things weren't making sense. And then it started coming out in trial that she was badly raped and abused by her father and that her mother knew about it and didn't do anything. And she also has an older brother, Lee. And now it's coming out that, so like when I first heard about it, I was just like, wow, that really sucks. Like I feel for her, but now it's coming out that she possibly killed her daughter or had something to do with it. Uh-huh. She's blaming her last whereabouts on this nanny that this nanny woman never even met Casey, never knew about her. And then she said she was like, her daughter was with an ex-boyfriend, but the remains of Kaylee have been found a couple miles from the parents' house.
Wow. And I guess supposedly this wasn't reported for 30 days since...
That's right. And that's another big thing. So it wasn't reported for 30 days.
Right.
Now, the 911 call was the mother calling in saying, oh, my God, I just found my daughter after so many days. And she just told me that she can't find her or my granddaughter.
Right.
So she's hysterically crying. And it shows there's actually on one of the sites on CNN, there's they're showing the mother,
right,
and then they're showing the daughter listening to the call. Uh-huh. And I mean, the mother cannot hold it together at all.
Right.
The grandmother, I should say. But I don't know. I mean, again, I don't have all the facts and I'm kind of just brushing up on it.
Right.
But if she's found guilty, Casey Anthony, the mother of Kaylee, she's going to seek the death penalty.
Yeah.
For this. That's what they're saying. Because like 7 accounts she's being accused of. Pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And I really don't have such an opinion about it because I don't know all the facts here. But
Well, nobody does. That's why the trial's going on.
Right. But I'm saying there's some people that are leaning towards the parents and saying the grandparents that, you know, that their daughter is just a pathological liar and she's nuts and she did this. And then some people are saying, no, you know, the parents, it's, I don't really know, but I'm really fascinated by this, actually.
Mm.
So.
And where's the father in all this?
The father's there.
Yeah.
Oh, the father of Kaylee, the daughter.
Right.
You know, I don't know who the father is.
Right.
Maybe it's her boyfriend. Mm. But I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
But
because
yeah.
I don't recall them mentioning him at all.
They haven't.
Yeah.
So who knows? Does she even know who it is? I mean, was she that messed up that she has no idea who the father is? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have not seen in any of the articles who the father is.
Yeah.
It's just messed up.
Yeah.
But
it really
I'm
is.
Kind of interested.
So they're calling it the trial of the century so far, right?
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, it kind of is, you know? I mean, this is really messed up. And
yeah.
I'm wondering how this outcome is going to be, if it's going to be her or the parents or both. Or I mean, what would happen to the parents then? Are they up for, she's murdered the child, her car smelled of a dead body.
Right.
That's what my dad said.
Right. That's what the friend said.
Oh, is that what the friend said
too?
Yeah,
and the friend said that apparently, hold on a second, where is it?
The friend, okay, so her friend testified?
Yeah, a friend testified that there was a smell in the car, and she said it was like a dead animal or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't see. Okay, so when you find it, you can tell us. But I didn't see any of that, the friend testifying.
Right.
So the friend was in the car. So she was hanging out with the friend?
Yeah. Yeah. Or I don't know. I really don't know. I just saw a part that says the friend reported that there was a smell in the car. And Casey told her it was like a dead animal or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why the F does she have a dead animal in her car?
Who knows?
Well, whatever she's saying. Like, that's such a bad cover-up.
I know.
But
I know,
for
I know.
Her to... I mean, you can't understand why people kill, why people do this, especially to a child, to her own daughter.
Right.
I mean, you have got to be... And I'm not saying she's guilty yet because, you know, she needs to go through the trial and have a fair say and
right.
we'll see what happens. But you have got to be pretty effed up
mm-hmm.
to kill your own child.
Right.
And then don't report it for 30 days and act like there's nothing wrong.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems
I know. It
so
all makes sense
up.
Except for, you know, for her reporting it 30 days later. I mean, what is she saying about that, I wonder?
She told... Well, my dad just said she told her mother and father that she lost her child and was looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, just call in if you keep texting me this. If you know the story better than us, Dad, call in. Because I don't know the whole story. But she told her parents that she had lost the child and was looking for her for 30 days.
Mm.
But then I just read something that her brother said that that they... He offered... Okay, so Lee Anthony, her brother... So Casey kept insisting that the little girl was with her nanny, and Lee Anthony said, and could be picked up the next day. So she maintained that, the mother maintained that Kaylee was already asleep by that point, and she didn't want to disturb her
mm-hmm.
or disrupt her routine, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Then Lee told jurors that he offered to go get Kaylee or have his roommate do it, and there was, in my mind, no excuse why anybody couldn't go get Kaylee, he testified.
Mm-hmm.
But there was... He said that at that point, it wasn't making any sense to me that nobody could go get her, that she
right.
kept saying she's sleeping,
right.
you know.
Isn't that like tragic that you have to pit family members against each other in this trial, you know, but that's what happens, you know, they have to testify against each other.
Well, yeah, I can't even imagine what's going, I mean, whether or not this is even... Whether or not her father raped her or molested her, I mean, this could just be a story she said to cover up
right.
her killing her daughter
right.
and turn the blame on her parents.
Right.
Who knows the truth? But it's like, you know, I can't imagine going up against anybody in my family and testifying and saying something horrible about them.
But you wouldn't have a choice, yeah. I mean, if you were on...
If you're on trial and this is life or death here and you're talking about your grandchild or your nephew's or niece's life. I mean, come on.
Right.
But my dad just texted again that the tow truck driver said that there was no mistaking the smell of a dead human.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously,
well,
there's a couple people that smelled it.
I think your dad was trying to call, but I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh,
so
dad, call again.
Yeah.
But that's pretty... I'm so completely blown away by this.
Yeah. I know. They're televising the trial, too. You know, I caught a few.
Been watching it? Okay.
But not really with the sound on, so I didn't get anything out of that. Well, I just saw the mother, like,
sobbing.
You know, sobbing and stuff. And
this is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible and just, I'm beside myself. I can't understand it. How this person can do it. But again, there's other mothers that have killed their kids, and you just look at it like, mm-hmm. I mean, anybody killing anybody obviously is just messed up, but killing their own kids and having this.
Yeah, that's too much.
Having this, what, you remember that woman that killed the preacher's wife? She killed her four sons or something years ago,
uh-huh.
and it was like postpartum or something.
Right, I remember that. Hold on, I think your dad's calling. Right. Let's see. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sam.
Yes, Tony. Right. How are you doing?
Hiya, Pops.
You guys need clarification
yes,
or not?
Yes, we do.
Go ahead.
All right, what do you need to clarify?
Well, okay,
that
so...
She was... her mother could not find her, or I shouldn't say that. Her mother, every time she contacted her within this 30 to 40-day period after the child disappeared, she was either... looking for her, not looking for her, blah, blah, blah. She gave her mother all these stories,
mm-hmm.
Different stories. And then her friends who have testified
mm-hmm.
were very clear in the fact that she conducted her life as she always did when the child was alive, meaning she didn't show any concern, any kind of, you know, when a mother loses a child, I don't really, I mean, let's put it in these terms. There are mothers of people on death row that still love their children and deny that they did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you have a mother who's completely, has no feelings either way, no emotions. I mean, you've seen it time and time again with people who have killed other people. Remember the guy who killed his wife, his pregnant wife in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
Put her in the bay and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't show any emotional...
But hold on.
You know,
like remorse.
Yeah. But hold on.
Remorse,
they show...
yeah, or concern. I mean, imagine if your child was gone, you would be in a panic.
Right, right.
But she acted like it was a lost animal.
Right.
Like, my 3-year-old or 4-year-old ran away. She'll show up sometime. I mean, I'm not saying she said that.
Right.
But the mother is very clear about what she, and that's why the mother is testifying the way she is. She's not, she's testifying for the prosecution, not for the defense.
Right.
Because she's saying, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I'm a mother. She's a mother.
Right. So hold on. I have a couple questions now. Sam asked me who the father is. Who's the father of this, of Kaylee?
I think it's some boyfriend or something. Somebody that kind of, either it's an ex-husband or a boyfriend.
Has he come into the trial at all?
I have not heard him yet.
Okay.
I've not seen his, I've not seen any of the testimony or any pictures of that person.
Okay.
Mostly it's been male. There's been, I think, 3 or 4 male friends that she was actually, during the time her child was missing, she actually entered into a hottest body.
Oh, I saw that.
Contest.
Really?
Yes.
While the daughter was missing? While the grandchildren?
Her
daughter was missing. Mm-hmm. During the time her daughter was missing, she entered into a hot body contest.
Wow.
Because that's
you're going to tell me that woman is
stable,
not covering something up.
Yeah. Right. So okay. So hold on. So I also have. So what? What's the whole deal? Because I'm a little unclear. Of she's blaming her parents for sexual abuse. Like
she's
is that?
She's doing whatever. It's a legal ploy. It's a legal strategy, and the legal strategy is, in order to soften the blow, whether it's or soften whatever the conviction and ultimately what they're going to decide is, I think the death penalty is in play here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
okay.
I said that.
So what they're going to do is, her defense is going to say, well, she wouldn't have done all those things if she was not molested by her father.
Right.
So they target the father. They probably talk to her, and you know, when they talk to her, and she probably said, "Yeah, my dad spanked me when I was a little kid."
Right.
Oh well, that's abuse.
They're trying to paint her as the victim.
Yeah. Right. They're trying to pick.
Yeah, they're trying to paint her as the victim,
That's exactly right, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, still the fact is you have a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old child that's been murdered, and we're going to worry about whether she was abused when she was, the mother was abused when she was a child.
But she's talking about not just being spanked, she's talking about horrible abuse, isn't she saying? Because I caught one.
Well, yeah, of course they're going to do that. They're going to paint it the most horrible thing was done to her, so that that kind of legitimizes her killing her child.
Sure, sure, right. Which I understand, like why they're doing it, which is bullshit.
Stupid.
Well, yeah.
The thing that clinched it for me was the hot body contest. I mean, seriously, come on. I'm gonna jump into the hot body contest, and I have a 4-year-old child that I can't find.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then, like,
I mean, it's not like losing an. It's Steffi. It'd be like your dog runs away. I know that it's traumatic.
Oh my God!
It's traumatic. But the point is, this is a child.
Right.
You know, it's a whole different thing.
But she's saying, I mean, she had a nanny, and now this woman is saying that I've never met her, and she sued for defamation. Casey Anthony. Like, it's just. It's just becoming more and more like she can't keep track of her lies. Like, this is just.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Is that's what they were saying, that there was some expert on one of the shows that was a legal expert that was saying that basically she's hanging herself.
Right.
And I mean, this is, she's really the defense that they're trying to present is not going to cut it.
Yeah.
That's an opinion.
Let's see what happens, you know.
But that's pretty much.
You just never know. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. You know, people, they listen to the story and it's like, oh, well, it's not her fault.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's
remember the OJ trial, man. You know, there was so much evidence and still people thought he was innocent. So,
I know. Yeah. What did you think, Sam?
Oh, he was guilty the whole time. Are you kidding me? I loved watching that trial, man. It was a circus.
That was a circus.
A circus indeed.
How long that did it go on for? Like a year?
What's that?
A year it was?
It went on pretty long, yeah. Yeah, yeah, almost
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, it was long.
Pops,
yeah.
I remember watching it at our house.
The day we came home.
The day that
when he was in the Bronco.
Yes, we were watching it. I don't know where I was, or I don't know who I was.
No, we were all out. We were all out as a family. We came home and we were watching.
Yeah.
We turned the TV on, and all of a sudden the special came on, and it was like, we believe O.J. Simpson is driving in this white Bronco.
And everybody's cheering him.
I know. We had no idea.
That was the funniest thing. I mean, I'm sitting there going. And what the hell is it? Now, here's a strange little thing, Sam. Just when my wife and I first got married, we moved into a house in unincorporated area near Park Ridge in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's called Norwood Park Township.
Right.
We moved into a little house, and right behind the house is a hotel, okay? And it's about 12 stories, 13 mm-hmm. stories. That's the same hotel that O.J. Simpson was in after he killed her and came to Chicago. He was in that hotel right behind where we used to live.
Shut up.
I remember when he had the cuts in his hands. And
He supposedly, when he found out he was so upset, he squeezed the glass and cut his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That was the story. That's the story he told.
I don't remember. I don't remember all the ins and outs of it because I was what? I mean, when was this?
94.
Oh, you weren't even.
94.
Oh, no. When that happened, you're right. That was in the 90s. But, but the other thing about that area where we lived, and this happened when we lived there, was, you know, John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The guy who he killed all those kids, serial killer, killed all those kids.
Was
and
he,
buried
did
them
he
in his,
kill
in his basement.
Boys or both?
Boys.
Just
he
boys.
He killed boys.
Okay.
And he put them in his basement. That house, his house was about 3 blocks from where we lived. and that's when it happened.
What?
It was Christmas of 1979 or 80. Tony was small. You weren't even born yet. And it was right before Christmas when they finally found him out. And that block was like Sam, it would be like you were shooting a movie.
You remember this?
In the middle of the in the middle of the, they were there all night. They had floodlights all down the block. The whole block was lit up with floodlights, and it was all sectioned off, and they were pulling the bodies out one by one because they had to go through the concrete that he had other people. He'd have other people dig the graves and then cover them with concrete.
Hold on.
And he'd cover them with lime, and that's what he would do, and then they would get covered up.
So we lived down the street, not me, because I was in
Three blocks.
Three blocks from a serial killer.
Yeah, we drove over, tried to get close. You couldn't even get close. All you saw were floodlights and police cars and ambulances. It was unbelievable.
I cannot believe this.
And the weird thing was, the guy who was who was our landlord for our house, because we were renting a house, he owned the Amoco station right on the corner. I mean, we literally could walk across the street to the Amoco station.
Amoco's a gas station.
John Wayne Gacy would go to that gas station and sit in there and have coffee and donuts with all those guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
They knew him. They knew him very well.
Yeah.
Why have you never told me this?
I don't know. That's not a story.
He waited for your radio show.
I know. I mean, that's great that you're telling me on the radio show, but that's kind of creepy. What other secrets do you have in there, Pops?
No, it was very creepy. It was very, I mean, when you go at like midnight.
Yeah.
Because we'd come home from, you know, my parents lived in, both sets of parents lived in Park Ridge, which is right near where we were. And in order to come home, we would head in that direction. We'd actually, if it came to one side, you'd see this glow of lights like a couple blocks over. So there were a couple evenings where we had, you know, we stayed at grandma and grandpa's late. And
we're
driving home with the little guy, Tony, which was our little guy.
My older brother.
And we drove down the block, and it was like a movie set. It was the most there were so many emergency vehicles because I think they pulled 30.
30 bodies
out of there?
Oh, my God.
Wow, it's amazing.
How many days did this go on for?
Oh, this went for weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they had to identify the boys and
God.
Yeah.
What?
But I could tell you more stories about that, but there's one story in particular.
You picked an area to live in, man.
I know. Jesus.
Well, it's not a bad area. Actually, the homes are very nice. It's unincorporated, so you don't have sidewalks. But actually, there were very, very nice homes in that area. Ours was just a little cracker box. It was not very big. But
that was Palatine, right? Palatine?
No, that was Norwood Park Township.
Oh, right.
That's right by... It borders Chicago, and it's just on the other side of the highway from Park Ridge.
Okay. That's so crazy.
Well, that's meaningless to us because we're in L.A.
I know.
But Tony, thanks so much for all the feedback, man.
Thanks,
enlightened us a little bit. And,
thank you for calling in about the story, too, so we know.
Sure, we'll revisit this topic.
All right, Dad.
Okay, Tony.
I'll call you later. Thanks. Yep. Love you. Bye. He knows so much. He loves to talk. I had no idea about that story. I love that all of a sudden he just tells these stories. What other secrets is he hiding? That's so creepy, though, to know that. Like, my brother was born, like, a couple blocks away from that. That's really messed up.
Yeah.
That scares me. Oh,
well,
my God.
Well, you're right in the center of all the crime.
Well, Chicago, there's a lot of crime. I mean, everywhere there's a lot of crime. But, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how long this trial is going to go on for with Casey. Mm. Probably a while.
Probably
but
a few months.
I am anxious to see what happens. I mean, it just sounds like she's pretty much guilty.
Yeah.
Which is so freaking messed up, but
whatever. Yeah, well, we won't judge her until...
until we have to.
Yeah.
I mean, we all are kind of judging her, but, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, she can sit here and try to defend herself and see, you know, if she is innocent, which is not, which I don't think is true, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, are you okay there, Sam?
I'm fine.
Sam's choking over there.
Okay.
You're a little choked up?
Well, anyway, did you hear that there's pictures, nude pictures of Blake Lively?
I know, I was just seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't seen the pictures, but they claim they're fake. So I don't know. You know, that's what her publicists say.
Just like, wait, where did they find them, though?
Online. Somebody started spreading them online. I guess it started by a publication which initially published these photographs and other outlets. So, but they're claiming that, yeah, I mean, I guess it was on Perez Hilton's site. And
well, it says, I just found it. It said that her rep says they're 100% fake, that Blake has never taken nude photos of herself.
Right, yeah.
which is, who knows if that's the truth. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. But do you remember?
Man, she's beautiful. Though,
oh, she's stunning.
She's gorgeous.
She's stunning. Yeah. A few years ago, why can't I think of her last name? Vanessa and Zach. Zach Efron and Vanessa. Oh, my God. I'm blanking on her last name. From High School Musical.
Right.
They were dating. Yeah.
Okay.
They were. I actually got to know them because my ex-boyfriend worked on all the high school musicals. So mm-hmm. I became friends with them and great people. But there was, I remember Vanessa sent like Zach and Vanessa were shooting different things after High School Musical, I think after the first one. And she sent naked pictures to Zach over the internet.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that? And that incident.
Within like hours, not maybe even shorter than that, but enough where people could see these naked pictures,
right.
But Disney went on and just pulled all of them off. And there
yeah.
was like a big... they made it like a big, huge deal because obviously it looks terrible for a Disney star
yeah.
to be, you know, sending naked pictures to her boyfriend. But it was such a big freaking deal. I remember.
But these kids do that, you know. I mean, they constantly send pictures to each other all the time. I mean, these girls just, I don't know why they do it. Maybe
yeah.
they like the idea that they turn the guys on or whatever, you know. But they do that.
Well, I think it's, look, that's all well and fine if you want to send naked pictures of yourself, like over a cell phone or over the computer. Okay, but if you are a major star,
mm-hmm.
you have got to think about
yeah.
that this, like with hackers, so many hackers being out, people, you know, PR people being all on the internet all the time to make sure that especially Disney stars have a good reputation.
Right.
Like, you're really going to, if you're a star, you're going to send naked pictures to your boyfriend and not think that they're going to be caught
yeah.
or that people are going to see them. It's going to be a big deal.
I know, but
I mean,
they're kids, you know, they don't think about these things.
Well, you know, I never at any point did I not, I mean, like I knew the consequences of sending naked picture, and I'm not even a movie star, and it's like,
yeah,
like I even know what could happen. It can get into the wrong hands.
Right.
I mean, friends show friends. Like, come on, like
yeah.
I'm not a freaking idiot.
I know, it's stupid, man.
They're
really
just
is.
They're thinking with their penises, women and men, and not with their heads. Seriously, because it's like, come on, like you can't find other things to, you know,
yeah,
do or. I mean, why do you have to send? Have phone sex. Why not? Not that that's really that exciting.
Yeah, I think they want to turn the guys on. Otherwise, I can't understand why they would do it, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing. Well, you know what? I mean, come on. You got to know that it's going to leak out. There's
yeah.
no way that it's not.
Yeah.
There's just no way. Now, Blake Lively, she's not a Disney star, so...
Right.
It's not as big as the whole Vanessa... Why can't I think of her last name? Oh, my God. But
who cares?
No,
do
I
we
just,
really care about
no,
Vanessa?
No, I care.
Okay.
I can't think of her last name. It's just driving me crazy. But anyway, yeah. So I don't know. I she's a gorgeous girl, though.
Yeah.
But who is she sending naked pictures to?
I don't know. Vanessa Hudgens?
Thank you.
Okay.
You're the man.
You're welcome.
You are the man. Oh, she's in Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds.
Blake Lively is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know she was in that.
Yeah.
I think she's a great little actress.
Yeah?
I do.
I've never seen her.
You know what? She's the star of Gossip Girl.
Oh,
but I
okay.
don't watch that show.
All right.
I saw her in the Ben Affleck movie. Oh, my God. Why is my brain not working today?
A recent one?
Like a year ago, and I saw it, and it was really good.
The Town?
Yes, thank you. She was in The Town. She played this drug addict, and I was... absolutely impressed with her.
Really?
She was phenomenal. Hmm. I was not expecting her to be
wow.
even close.
That's
to
a movie that I couldn't watch more than 15 minutes.
You couldn't? You
no.
hated it?
Yeah. I thought it wasn't going anywhere, man. I even tried to read the book and I couldn't get into
oh,
it.
Oh, no?
No.
I
but
like
I heard
the movie.
It was good.
I like the movie. I think Ben is a better director than an actor.
Yeah.
But, you know, he should stay behind the camera.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion, but, yeah. You know.
I know, the one who criticized George Lucas for not being able to direct.
Who, me?
You.
I know. Well, George Lucas, I think he had a great vision. I just think, you know, as far as a director goes, I think it shows in his, you know, him
really?
Lacking in that. Oh. But not in 4, 5, and 6. Again, I don't know if he had help. I don't know, because those were amazing.
Yeah.
Just 1, 2, and 3 sucks so bad. I just think he's just so into the CG that... Yeah. He just doesn't care about anything else, you know?
Probably.
It just, yeah. So he's still a brilliant man with a great vision. I mean, come on. Look what he's built.
Yeah, he's the richest bad director I know.
Oh, my God. Crazy. So, Leanne Rimes, this is always a topic of with every celebrity. Did you see she is disgustingly thin?
Oh, I saw that.
Did you
on
see that?
An extra last night.
Did you see how skinny she is?
Yes, she's very skinny, huh?
And she tweeted when she went on her honeymoon with I don't know his name, and she tweeted of her with in a swimsuit, and she's like just bones, like all bones. And one of her fans tweeted like, you know, she's scary skinny.
Yeah.
And so she tweeted back saying, I'm not scary skinny. I'm not, you know.
Right.
But even clothed-wise, she's disgustingly thin.
Really?
She's way, 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 way too thin. But you know what?
Yeah.
All those...
I know. Why do we sit here and judge them? You know, I mean, that's the way they
want
to
look. Well, it's just unhealthy.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's, yes, it's, I mean, you're putting yourself, as an artist, you put yourself out there to be judged. I mean, that's just the business. Like, I know that. And I'm not even a star like Leanne Rimes, and I know that there's going to be people that are going to say stuff about me and whatever, but it comes with the territory. You have to know that coming into the business.
Right.
But, I mean, if she wants to look like that, fine. If she says she's eating, fine. But it's like, you know, it's just what's scary is just that is being presented as beautiful to young girls.
Right.
That's where there's an issue.
Yeah.
You know, like I grew up, I was anorexic. Now, granted, it came from me being a dancer, but you see in all these magazines how skinny they are, and what kind of a example is that for kids these days?
I know. They're really skinny, you know? I mean, sometimes to the point where it's not attractive.
Exactly. Like, do you want somebody that's bone thin that looks like a little boy?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With no chest, no ass. Like, that's not, you know, and every woman is different, so we all have different body types, and it's like we should celebrate our own bodies and not compare them to, but that's what we do.
Right.
That's what women do. You know, we dress up for girls when we go out. We don't dress up for guys. If girls say that's a bunch of bullshit, because we dress up for girls and then we judge each other.
Right.
That's just what
we
do.
And then guys dress up for girls too. So
yeah, exactly. You know? It's all about the women.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's true though. It's just like, I saw these pictures and I was really disturbed. Like she's a beautiful girl, but man, she is disgustingly thin.
Yeah.
And it's scary. That's what's scary about it.
Yeah, there's like bones sticking out and stuff, you know? I mean, I know. It was in the red swimsuit, right?
Yeah. That was on Extra last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know which show. I mean, we always have this gossip shows going on.
I love it. I watch it every so. Eddie Cibrian, that's his name, who she married. Mm. Eddie Cibrian. And he was married to another woman, and then they started having an affair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and there was like a big... I think Leanne was married too, actually. Mm. And then they got together, but I don't know. You know how Hollywood is.
Yeah.
One minute they're married, the next minute...
I know. Some marriages, though, last, you know?
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
Like?
Like Kevin Bacon and Kiera Sedgwick, you know?
Well, and what's her name was last?
I was thinking of that because he was on Howard Stern the other day, and I thought, they've been married for a long time.
Oh, how was he on Howard Stern?
He was pretty good. Yeah. I guess he's going to be in X-Men, the new X-Men. So.
He is?
Yeah, like a villain or something.
Really?
Yeah.
He can be creepy. He did that one creepy movie a couple years ago.
Yeah. He was like a molester or something. Yeah.
Did you see that?
It was called, I'll tell
the
you
The Woodsman?
In a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, The Woodsman.
Something like that, yeah.
Isn't that creepy? Did you like it?
I know. I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Never mind.
I know of things. I don't have to necessarily
You don't have
see
to
it.
Watch it. You
exactly.
just know of it.
Yeah.
I saw it, and he was really good.
Yeah. You
he
see, was... I wouldn't want to watch a movie like that. You know, it's too disturbing for me.
It is so disturbing.
Right.
And for whatever reason, if I can speak, whatever reason, we are fascinated as a society by that. I think it's because how can people do that? Just like this murder trial of this girl. I mean, it's so disturbing, but we can't stop. It's just like, how in what mind can somebody do this to somebody, can inflict such pain? And, you know, so yeah, it's not like I want to watch a movie on molestation, but I also wanted to see him as an actor in a different light, because he's always playing these, like, you know, you remember him from cheesy.
Yeah, and they say he was pretty good in the movie.
He was actually really good.
Yeah.
I really like him. But she, okay, so they're still married, but Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon, who were together forever, split.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. When? They split earlier this year or last year. They split, finally, after 20-something years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell still going strong.
Yes.
But that's
Harrison Ford.
Calista Flockhart. Flockhart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're both huge stoners.
Are they?
Huge.
How do you know?
I know a couple of people that have worked with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they sure know how to live then.
Huge stoners. But it's Han Solo, so he can be. He's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. He can do whatever he wants.
Exactly. Who cares? He's so freaking cool. Anything after that, I don't even care what he did. I just, Han Solo, man, he was amazing.
Yeah.
Her, I don't really get. I mean, speaking of thin, look at her, Calista Flockhart.
Yeah.
She's like, she is so disturbingly thin.
She has been for a long
time. Right? Yeah. But that's probably how she is. I mean, she's been that way forever.
Right.
Remember her, what's her name was really sick too, was Laura Flynn Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That was hard to look at. I can't. I can't.
I know. They get way too thin, man. It's not attractive.
But it's like when you're on camera, I know as an actress, when I'm on camera, I'm 10 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Just off the bat. Like, that's just how it is.
That's probably why they do it, you know.
I've actually had people say to me, after they've seen my web series or something, they're like, wow, you look so much thinner in person. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you, asshole. Is that supposed to be a compliment? But it's true. Like, I mean, obviously, like, I, you know, you need to be toned and thinner, but, like, you know, celebrate your bodies. Like, I, like, the girl on Mad Men, that redhead. Did you ever see Mad Men?
No.
Mad Men?
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be an amazing show. My father's obsessed with it. I've seen a couple episodes. I'm not really into it, but there's this actress on there, beautiful Christina, Henricks or something. She's redhead. She has such big boobs.
Uh-huh.
Like D, double D. Like, then they're real.
Yeah.
And she's got curves. Like, she's got an ass. She's got thighs. She's got hips. She is a curvy woman. Like, curvy woman. And, man, she celebrates it. Like, this is her thing. And, you know, that's what she's known for. You
really?
Know? And, oh, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. But, I mean, she is... She's not thin at all.
Yeah.
She's got some...
She's plump.
She is plump. But, I mean, she's not fat, but it's like she's just got that extra oomph about her. She's, but, you know, she's a beautiful girl. And, you know, but she celebrates it. She's like, this is me. I'm not going to, you know, try to starve myself. And, you know.
Well, she's one in a million, I guess, that gets successful that way. You know, I mean, usually they do look for the thin ones, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want, you know, I mean, obviously, like, in our society, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? The type, for better lack of words, the type of beauty is, like, you know, obviously just, like, nice boobs, and but lean and thin. And that's why a lot of women who will starve themselves or do what they can, they lose a lot of their boobs, so then they'll get fake boobs.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, like, I use padded bras, you know, to make my boobs look better. But, like, I mean, I don't want to get... I've thought about getting fake boobs, and I was like, you know what?
Don't do it. Don't
I can't do it.
It doesn't look good.
I just can't... I mean, it might be fun for, like, a second in clothes, but out of clothes, I think I'd be annoyed.
Yeah, out of clothes. And, plus, you know, it has to be compatible with the way you look. You know, I mean, I think you look good like this. So
thanks, Tammy.
I don't know about bigger boobs and stuff.
No,
you know?
I don't think
it's
I
not
can.
You,
I just, I'm just gonna wear padded bras and just, it's false advertising. I've gotten compliments on my boobs before, and I'm like, yeah, honey, calm down. It's just false advertising. I mean, I don't mind them. They're like bees. You know, they're good size. They're a good handful, but, you know, it's just, it's funny.
Do you get self-conscious about it at all?
No, because I haven't had any complaints.
Right.
I think if I did,
right.
then I would be. But I kind of just, you know, I'm okay with the fact of how they look without a bra.
Right.
And then the fact that we have these amazing bras these days that make us look great.
Right.
I'm okay with wearing amazing bras, you know. I'm okay with that. So I haven't had any complaints. Like, so I'm happy with them.
Yeah. Well, who the hell's going to complain? What? You've got two small boobs, you know? I mean, what is it?
Well, I'm sure there's some men that are, you know, a boot.
Yeah, but they
wouldn't
tell you, I don't think.
Well, probably not. Excuse me, can you do something about that next time?
Yeah.
Next time we hook up.
They're not big enough for me.
No, I'm actually okay with them, but you know, I'm sure there's women out there that do. I mean, you look at these women on the cover of magazines that have, you know, amazing boobs, whether they're real or not.
Right. Yeah.
I think. Beyonce has an amazing boobs.
Yeah.
But she has an amazing body. It's they're real,
right.
you know.
Oh, they are real.
Oh yeah. They go with her whole ensemble. But she's great. I think she's gorgeous, gorgeous woman, talented. But then you have somebody like Carmen Electra, who's got fake everything, whatever's happening. But I mean, she's also a beautiful woman, but she's all fake, you know.
It's funny. I just brought her up last night because we saw Dave Navarro on TV.
Oh, shut up.
And I thought, you know, what happened to Carmen Electra, you
Who
know?
Knows?
Yeah.
I don't.
She's disappeared.
What is she exactly famous for? I'm sorry. I'm a little unclear
Not
as to
much.
What she's famous for. I don't really understand. I know that when on that TV show Singled Out, when Jenny McCarthy used to be the host, then when she left, Carmen Electra took over.
I see.
But that's all? Question mark? Because
I
don't know.
I don't think she's done anything big.
You know? I don't either. She's... And then she married Dave.
Right.
And Dave is...
Yeah, she was with Dennis Rodman, too, wasn't
oh,
she?
Oh, good call, man. That's right. Did they get married?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought they got married.
Maybe they did.
Good call. I forgot about that. That was in the 90s, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
What a mess and a half that is.
I know.
Well, Dennis Rodman
But she
is
was
gross.
Attracted to the bad guys, I guess, you know?
The bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Bad it's overrated.
Boys. Yeah.
I was for like a second. And then I'm like, really? Really? You have to be that badass? I'm really not into it.
No, huh?
No, I'm just, you know what? Guys that try to be so badass annoys me.
Yeah.
Just annoys me. Doesn't have to be. You really don't have to be that cool. It just is annoying. Anybody that really tries that hard, I'm like, meh, you're really not that cool. I don't know. That's why I like dorkier guys.
Yeah.
Because it's just they're like, hey, this is me.
They're more like down to earth and stuff.
Yeah, they're more vulnerable. They're more honest. They're more real, accessible, whatever. It's just, I don't know. The guys that are so serious, that's why I have a problem dating actors, because they're so serious.
Really?
And they're such an actor, and I'm such an actor. And I'm like, oh, my God, shut up. Like, I can't take it. Like, I'm not that serious. Like, I'm an actress, and I love what I do.
Right.
But, you know, this is your profession. This isn't life or death.
Right.
You're not saving people's lives.
Right.
You're entertaining them. Have fun.
And you know Tom Cruise either, you know?
What?
I'm saying when you talk to the guy, you know, it's like,
right.
You're not Tom Cruise. You don't really have the right to behave like this.
You're not Sean Penn. Sean Penn, I kind of like as a bad boy. He's kind of badass. It would turn me on a little that he's a dick. Okay, but there's not many, you know, but I don't know if I'd want to marry him. I mean, Robin Wright Penn, she's stunning and an amazing actress, and I don't know how she was married to him for that long,
because
I don't know if I'd want to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love him. I think he's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
But anybody that takes themselves too seriously,
Yeah, I think he does.
Right? I think so, too.
Seriously.
I think he does, too. It's just like Russell Crowe. That's why I'm not a big fan of Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He's so serious. I mean, he's a freaking amazing, amazing actor.
Right.
But lighten up, dude. Just lighten up a little bit. Life is supposed to be fun. I really can't get into it too much.
Yeah.
I love watching, though, Inside the Actor's Studio. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
I love watching that show. First of all, James Lipton is so pompous, I can't even take it. He's just... And Will Ferrell does a great impersonation of him on SNL. And he gives him this British accent, and he doesn't even have a British accent. But since, like, Brits are, you know, maybe a little bit more pompous, I don't know. I just said that. I don't really mean that. But he just gave him this British accent, and it's so funny. And but James Lipton is a little bit high on himself. But you watch some of the actors that come in there, and they're just like, you're like, really? I like the ones that can poke fun at themselves. Yeah. But I always think about me on there, and I'm always like, okay, what questions am I going to say? I'm always like, okay, when I go on to Inside the Actor's Studio.
Well, you're showing a lot of ambition. That's good.
Hey, you know, you got to have goals.
Yeah,
now Oprah's off
visualize.
The air, so now I can't be on Oprah.
Yeah.
Fuck
well,
that.
You've got to visualize your success first, you know?
That's what... The Secret. Have you read The Secret?
I know about it. I haven't read it. Yeah.
It's actually good. I mean, look, there's other books that I read that are a million times better, but that's like a great starter into really having confidence in yourself and believing your worth and knowing your worth and really loving who you are.
Right.
And that's a great little starter. I think that if people really are looking for that in their lives, I think that that's important. But you know, there's so many other books out there that for me that are 10 times better than that ring true for me, but you know, it's still really great. I do have to say, I have to promote Rose for a second.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Go ahead. No.
So my second season of Rose is out today.
Congratulations.
And thank you. I know, I'm excited. So we'll see,
the second season, all the episodes second season.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just no. The first one, the first one. But there's a link on my page, on my Facebook page, and it's so misleading. But there's like supposed to be a promotional code for to watch the episode. I guess there isn't one because they're liars. But apparently I even have to buy it, guys. So I guess you have to buy it. It's like $2.99.
Right.
But I even have to buy it to watch it. So there is no promotional code. So if you just go to the link that's on my Facebook page, then you can go to it and buy it and check it out.
Yeah, and support Stephanie and the rest of the crew.
Support the bi community.
Yeah.
Yay. And my interview in Frontiers magazine is out today as well.
Oh, really? Is that the cover one?
No,
that's a different one.
That's a different one.
Right.
So I've been doing a lot of interviews for the second season.
Is
so
that like
good.
Online, that magazine?
It might be online, but you can get it in it. It's a free magazine, so you can get it at any like news establishment.
What's it called?
Frontiers.
Really? I've never
magazine.
Seen that.
Thanks, Sam. Jesus, you make me feel like a shithead.
Why?
I'm just kidding. You're like, great, great, great. What magazine?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Frontiers. I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it, but then
just
again.
Kidding.
You know?
I haven't either. Before this, I haven't either. So
is
it's
it
okay.
Like a gay magazine?
Yeah,
for
it's a
gay
magazine.
Community? Okay.
It's for the gay community. It's because, you know, this is all.
That's why I don't know. If I lived in West Hollywood, I probably
if you
would
did,
know.
I do live in WeHo, but apparently I don't know what it is. So, but yeah, it's a gay magazine. But it's there's an interview with me and then the director Kyle. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to check it out and see. But yeah, it should be fun. So thank you for letting me promote that on there.
Of course.
So
everybody catch that. It's pretty cool.
Thanks, Sammy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And what else did we want to promote? Nothing, I guess. tomorrow we're going to have an author who wrote the book Slow Sex. And that should be pretty good.
What's
I started
his name?
Reading it. It's a woman that wrote it.
Or her name?
And it's about female orgasms and stuff. So always a favorite of mine.
Are we going to learn some stuff?
I'm sure.
Tell us how to do it. I'm just kidding. No, I'm excited. What's her name?
Wonderful. Like I told you, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, I just
I'll
asked
you
that
tomorrow.
Question.
Yeah.
I just don't listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't. Okay.
Well,
thanks
you,
everybody,
Sam.
For listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling, Tony, and
thanks,
we'll
Dad.
See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.